Recent violence along the southwestern border, fueled by battles between rival Mexican drug cartels and also by officials from Mexico and the U.S. trying to contain cartel-related violence, has once again turned the spotlight as well on SBINet, the official name of the virtual fence. Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman, the chairman of the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, wastes no words in his disdain for SBINet.
When the virtual fence or SBINet project was first launched, we were told that it would be extended across our entire southwest border by early, it's nearly 2,000 miles, by early fiscal year 2009. Well, it's now, of course, April of 2010, almost 4 years after this SBINet began, and $770 million has been spent directly on it, and we're still waiting on the testing of the first 23-mile stretch of SBINet, which will be in the Tucson sector. That's it. By any measure, SBINet has been a failure, a classic example of a program that was grossly oversold and has been badly underdelivered. When SBINet first started, U.S. Customs and Border Protection seems to have effectively told Boeing, the contractor, go ahead and do what you can do as quickly as you can. Without clear goals and expectations, both CBP and Boeing underestimated the complexity of building the system, I believe. And the Border Patrol agents themselves, the people who would be relying on and implementing the system every day, were not, in my opinion, adequately consulted on what their actual needs were.
On this day, Arizona Senator John McCain is standing in as ranking member of the full Homeland Security Committee, also with not much good to say about SBINet.
It's a disgraceful failure. At least $800 million so far has been wasted. Think of how that money could have been spent to try to improve our border security. There's been a lack of oversight. There's been a lack of accountability. And by most reports, that this virtual fence, which has already consumed hundreds of millions of dollars of taxpayers' money, has been a complete failure.
With those ringing endorsements as a backdrop, Alan Burson, who heads up U.S. Customs and Border Protection, appeared for his first oversight hearing since being confirmed for his job. You have to listen carefully to his passing reference to SBINet.
We also have built the infrastructure that Congress asked us to do with regard to the fencing across the U.S.-Mexican border. On the advice of Border Patrol and the professionals who live and work there, we have met, in all material respects, the obligations placed on the Department of Homeland Security with regard to the fence.
Lieberman asked Burson to provide perspective on the failures of SBINet.
What has not worked is the total integration of technology from each of the areas along the border into an overall system that would permit a central monitoring and control. That technology integration at the very broadest level has been the complete failure the committee described.
In the meantime, Senator McCain has teamed up with Arizona's other U.S. Senator, Republican John Kyle, to propose a 10-point security package to help deal with the current violence along the Mexican border.
It calls for 3,000 National Guard troops to be sent to patrol the Arizona-Mexico border, 3,000 additional Border Patrol agents to the border, 24-hour-a-day surveillance by Predator B unmanned aerial vehicles, construction of a fence that truly deters illegal entries, among other issues.
Following the hearing, I asked Chairman Lieberman about the McCain-Kyle proposals and about SBINet.
I think the situation is so urgent that on a temporary basis, it's worth doing that. Secondly, we've got a real oversight responsibility. One, to make sure that there's an adequate number of Customs and Border Protection people on the border, and we'll continue to do that. Second is to make sure that this SBINet, the so-called virtual fence, mm-hmm. which appears to have been a real waste of money, $700 million, not much in return for it, that it either be brought to a point where it's working or it be terminated.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Senate Homeland Security Committee's report from the Border Security Oversight Hearing will likely affect consideration of the FY 2011 budget request for Customs and Border Protection in the Department of Homeland Security. On Capitol Hill, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.